Mo. It is 93.7 WEI. Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson. Dave Grohl's better on drums than behind a guitar. This album by Queens of the Stone Age, the one album he played on, he just kills it.
Why did he quit the drums? That's a good question.
Well, it's because he started the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
The first Foo Fighter albums, it's all him. Everything. Drums, bass, guitar, singing, and he got up there. Dave Grohl is a perfectly fine guitarist and singer, but that dude was born to play the effing drums. And there's certain guys who play drums who are not only technically good, but just look cool as hell doing it. Mm. Tommy Lee is one of those guys who was a very good drummer. He wasn't a great drummer, very good, but no one looked cooler than Tommy Lee from Motley Crue playing drums. And then Dave Grohl comes around.
What's the look for to be a cool drummer? What do you got to look like?
First of all, you have to beat the snot out of your drums.
Okay.
Like, you have to hit them hard.
Hit them hard.
Yeah, you got to hit them hard.
Long hair?
Not always long hair, but long. If it's not long hair, you got to give that face with your teeth. Teeth are showing.
Okay.
Where you have to lose your mind. And, yeah, there's certain drummers that just look freaking cool playing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one drummer that I knew that used to play on stage sideways. I don't know why he did it. But like every third beat he hit, the stick would hit the snare drum. It would flip in the air, and he would catch it and keep going as if it wasn't anything.
Now that's
and it
impressive.
Was like it was awesome. Like it was. Sometimes it's fun to see a band that just gives zero F's on how they sound, and it's all about how badass they look.
AC/DC had a bald drummer, Chris Slade, who had the bass drums hanging down by his ears, and he would hit them from one ear to the. I thought that was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Not technically good, but it was fun.
He was like the human metronome.
Yeah,
just AC/DC beats were never tough.
No.
But they were perfect.
That's it.
Didn't Slipknot's drummer drum upside down? Wasn't there a band whose drummer drummed upside down?
Well, Motley Crue used to put their drum kit on basically a roller coaster, and he would strap in, and it would go upside down, and it would roll over, and then there'd be times where he was in a cage where it would go over the crowd, and then it would go upside down when he was strapped in. Crue shows back in the day before Vince Neil got fat and before Mick Mars's bones started fusing into each other. They were amazing. I remember being a kid, borrowing this guy in the neighborhood's video. And first of all, it was the most insane thing you'd ever seen. They were pyro and chicks and explosions. and it was everything that was great about rock and roll. And then they got fat.
It happens. Yeah.
Yes, I might have to go watch some of that tonight on YouTube.
Oh, it's great. There's a video. Oh, I think it's called Motley Crue Uncensored. That is just the high, and I'll tell you this much too, Stiz, is the best book that I've ever read, ever, out of any book I've ever read, is Motley Crue's The Dirt. Ooh. It's an autobiography or an oral history, and what the writer did is he talked to all four members of the band and all the people around it and had them tell their stories. And a lot of them didn't know the stories that the other ones were telling. So they were all hooking up with each other's wives and they didn't know it. There was one guy killed another dude, or Vince Neil killed a guy in a car accident and got away with it.
Hmm.
Nikki Sixx died, flatlined. And everyone was mourning at his house, and he woke up from the hospital and pulled all the crap off of him and went home, and they thought he was a ghost because he was dead. It's got the whole Pam and Tommy Lee stuff where, and I'm not talking about the tape, I'm talking about how he went to jail and it's got the whole thing about him being in jail and him getting the crap beat out of him because he was the guy that put his hands on Pamela Anderson. And then Mick Mars is just, they didn't see him for years, and all of a sudden his bones have fused together and he can't move. Oh, dude, that book is insane.
I have Nikki Sixx's book. It's pretty dark, though. Definitely.
Nikki Sixx is kind of depressing. The Dirt's the one you got to read. The Dirt's, as I said, out of all the books I've read, that's the best book I've ever read.
Very good.
Hands down.
Beach reading.
Yes, fantastic beach reading. All right, 617-779-7937. What were you going to say?
Did you guys hear the rumors of Pamela Anderson? Speaking of Pamela Anderson, who she's dating now?
No.
You never guess it. One of the biggest movie stars ever.
Barack Obama.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Wow.
That is I've been seeing that a lot lately. Yes.
Really?
Yes. It doesn't make any sense, but there's a lot of pictures of them together.
He went hard after a bunch of chicks, did he? Shakira.
Oh, for sure.
Brady.
But I just, Pam Anderson,
Yeah.
You know what Tom
Cruise her star is a little, it's dimmed.
Yeah.
It's been dimmed for a while.
There was rumors that she was with Liam Neeson when they were filming The Naked Gun together. And for some reason, I thought that was kind of cool. I was all right, two kind of older people.
Yeah.
They found love in their old age.
Liam's wife, man, an actress, she died skiing. So, good for him.
Liam Neeson was in The Naked Gun?
Yeah, the new one.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah. And by the way, great movie. That was actually way better than it should have been. Yep, the new Naked Gun. Oh, it's very good. It's worth seeing without a question. By the way, real quick, Ted, before I change the subject one more time, Widow's Bay TV show you got to watch.
Okay,
that's a good TV show for you. It's basically like a funny Stephen King haunted Maine Island show, but it's funny.
I'll check it out. Has anybody been anybody heard about I Will Find You series on Netflix?
No, what is
okay.
that?
Okay, it's interesting.
Oh, that's a Harlan Coben.
Yeah. It's based off of his books. It's filmed in Boston. But man, the first two episodes are like suck you in, like never, because you're trying to figure out. Basically, a dad gets charged for murdering his son, but he was set up, and you're trying to figure out who, what's behind it all, and it's fascinating. What was the main actor in Avatar?
Sam Worthington.
Yeah, he's the star. He's the star of it. Yeah,
oh, of course.
Jeez, talk about a guy who was in one of the biggest. Like, yeah, what's he been doing other than Avatar?
This is the first time I've really seen him. Yeah, he looks. I don't know. He looks kind of like Patrick Mahomes does right now. A little soft around the. You know, it's not. You think, man, Avatar, he'd be all jacked up. You know, Sam Worthington is not jacked up.
I'm telling you, Ted. Out of all the takes that I have heard, like anybody give this year. Yours that Patrick Mahomes' best days are behind him is the one I am really looking forward to seeing how this plays out.
Dude, I'm looking at pictures of him on Twitter recently. People are calling him out for his gut, man. He's just let it go.
He's not going to start week one. He might be like midway through the year. I mean, he's coming off the serious injury.
It happened in December.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's late. So, dude, he's got to learn how to pass from the pocket. That's all I'm saying, Rich. He is not a pocket passer. And he's kind of like, Aaron Rodgers in the sense that he just kind of holds the ball, and then he starts scrambling around, and he starts leaving the pocket, and that's when he gets lit up, and that's when he gets some problems.
Ted, it makes all the sense in the world, but I think that, there's not a lot of people saying that.
Yeah.
And it just makes all the sense.
Yeah.
First of all, no one's going to be Brady ever again. You're never going to have somebody like him who has, we said it before, basically three Hall of Fame careers in one career.
Yep.
I agree with you, but everyone seems to think that he's just going to go down that route, and it's unfeasible.
I don't think he comes close to playing. What did Tom play? 22 years, I think, something like that. I mean, I'd be shocked if Mahomes plays more than 15. I mean, Tom's going to play 7 more years than him, is my guess, 7-8. I would be shocked if Mahomes plays more than that, just because of the style in which he plays.
It's my favorite prediction because I'm not hearing anybody other than you do it, and it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Too much sense.
Kermit the Frog here.
yes, thank you, Patrick Mahomes. 617-779-7937. All right, there was a guy who pissed off Jaylen Brown pretty bad. Somebody who talked about how Jaylen Brown would be the 7th best player on the Celtics according to stats. We're actually going to have Bobby Marks, the person that Jaylen was very pissed off at, here in just a few. But Paul Pierce has chimed in about the Jaylen Brown situation. We'll play that when we get back.